Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is Ann and Nancy, the Wilson sisters, otherwise known as Hart. Bringing this back, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Judith Glazer is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Conversation Intelligence. Nobody on the planet, folks, is keeping up with, is working on the research like she is on understanding the emotional intelligence, the emotional part of our intelligence, and how it actually is connected to our physiology, right?
Yep, exactly.
And our physiology, our neurology, and all that, yep. All of our ologies.
Yep, exactly. Or all of our ologies.
Yeah. So in the last segment, you were helping us understand about blind spots, how to avoid getting the idea that we're so smart and people can't wait to hear what we have to say, and therefore missing opportunities to learn what they have to say. You're not risking what you know for what you might learn.
So I have to tell you about an amazing experiment I did. I went to NASA. I've been invited to speak a couple of times, and we had a small group of 21 people. And there was a guy who seemed to be very pulled back, and he wasn't, like, out in the room talking as much as other people. And I asked him, you know, we had a real open conversation. I like to create a space where people feel not threatened, because when I do that, then the amygdala, which is the lower, it's in the limbic brain, which is in the middle of your head, and connected to the primitive brain, which is in the back of your brain. And they work together too. When you're frightened or scared or don't trust the people in the room, that part of the brain is sending you a signal which says, don't talk, don't share.
Where the emotions reside mostly, aren't they?
Yeah, the limbic brain is in the middle of the brain. It is our emotions. And the emotions don't necessarily have words that explain them until they get lifted up and we feel the space is open enough to talk about it. They just agitate us inside when they're negative emotions. And we can sometimes get stuck and can't talk. And this guy was in that state a lot in his life. And people were afraid that he was holding things in, when in fact he was afraid because he didn't know how to break into the space without feeling distrust.
Right.
So we identified that. I put words to it. And he said, that's exactly what's going on. And I said, let's do an experiment. Why don't you say some things that step over that line where you're sharing now, a little bit more being transparent where you might not have been. Let's just experiment with that and see what happens in the room, how people hear it. And he spoke about something that was personal and private. And I then went around the room and asked three people to say what they thought he said. What did they hear? And what they heard was what they were thinking about what he said and what it meant to them, not what he said.
Wow.
Not one of them. Right.
None of them connected to him at all.
Well, no, they connected to what he had to say, but it activated, it was personal,
right.
And it activated their personal thoughts, so
right.
They did connect, but what he thought is that they would then take that private information and share it with other people. That was his big fear that we uncovered, when in fact they were connecting to his thoughts, and it made them then think about how they, right? And not one of them repeated what he said, and his mouth dropped. I wish I had a motion picture to show.
I'll be darned.
And he said, oh, my God, you mean what I shared would have been safe with you? And it activated your thinking about the same kind of thing, like this
right.
phenomena. And he said, oh, my God. And he said, this is so life. That one moment.
So if I've got an employee who I know is smart and I know is contributing but they're to the company because they're just doing great work, but they're not exactly as engaged with the team as I'd like for them to be, do I need to find them a different setting to share their information? Is it because they don't like a team meeting, or what do I need to do? What do I need to do about that?
Well, some people are afraid of big groups, and that alone is like a scare for them. So,
right.
If you know a little bit more about whether they're more introverted, because sometimes it's harder. I'll give you the best story about an introvert and stepping up to a different way of speaking. She was introverted, very very smart, brilliant, and in an actuarial business, inside of a larger business. And I was asked to assess her to see if she could be elevated in the company, or should she stay as a content expert, an SMA, a subject matter expert. And I watched her talk to her, and I thought, oh, my God, the contribution she could make to this company, if I could only get her to open up and get connected to people and not be afraid. I said, I want you to go into before the meeting starts, go over to people in the meeting. And there were a lot of men, but that was the testosterone issue that was challenging it too. And I said, shake hands, look them in the eye. Look them in the eye is important, not just shake hands. And say, hi, how are you? You know, how are you doing? You were mentioning something last week, and I haven't stopped thinking about it. Something that helps you engage with them and value them in your life, like stepping over that line of fear for you. She did it, and she did it, and then all of a sudden she'd go into a meeting. She'd have ideas, which she always had, but somebody said it before her. And she had 3 seconds that she picked up. That's all it took for her to step up earlier and speak about what she was thinking about what the team were talking about.
Right.
Fast forward, she jumped over her boss. And her boss said to me, didn't we do a good job with her? She was so, right. Then she jumped over the next boss. She was the first woman to report to the CEO in this company. And it's a Fortune 40 company.
All because she got released from her fear.
She got released from her fear.
She got out of her own way. Which comes back to my original point. Judy, as we wrap up, where can people go? I know your book, Conversational Intelligence, folks, it's the Bible. Yep. You need that. It's the Bible, I'm telling you. But also, where can they go on your website and find an article about this? I know you got a bunch of stuff there, right? CreatingWe.com?
CreatingWe.com is one, and ConversationalIntelligence.com. And you go in and you look at media and you look at articles, and there's a blind spot article that we're talking about. And a bunch of others that we've been told are
the blind spot.
Life-changing.
There you go. I'm going to reread that one as a talk show host. Hey, thanks for being here, Judy. Come back soon.
Wonderful. I absolutely will.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.